It's a winter weekend festival in Ottawa, Canada, and it's freezing. But there are a few things you can count on. Ice skating, ice sculptures, maple taffy, but bongo drums? As you make your way along the crowded path, you catch sight of the band, and you realize these guys aren't playing bongos. They're playing on recycling bins. And they've got paint buckets hanging on either side of them. Those bottle caps that are taped to the top turn them into snare drums. And there are PVC pipes sticking out of the bin with metal bowls on top. Those would be the cymbals. And believe it or not, they sound really good. They're called Junkyard Symphony. Two guys dressed in khaki green jumpsuits playing on instruments they made themselves. Johnny Olson is the founder of Junkyard Symphony.
Usually what I do is I go to the junkyard and I just look through the stuff and take my stick and bang on stuff and pretty much experiment with different sounds, and I get a lot of ideas for bits in the show just from the props that we find. Just use your imagination, basically.
Like a beat-up cheer detergent box. During the show, Olson picks a little kid out of the audience to hold that box up in the air. And the audience does what it's told.
Thumbs up is a cue for a cheer. We don't say woo, we say yay. It's a little bit more effective.
Yay!
Well, it usually is. Try that again.
Yay!
You don't have to mean it, just make it loud.
Yay!
Much better.
Olson started Junkyard Symphony about 20 years ago when he was in high school. But what started as an Earth Day project became a summer job that put him through college. After graduation, he tried to stop, but couldn't.
And then once I was done, I had, you know, people calling for the show, and I'd never really been able to stop it because I've had so many people calling. I wasn't able to move on to anything else. They wouldn't let me.
What really gets the audience going are the tricks. There are plungers juggled between the legs, and the audience is invited to throw tennis balls at a tube attached to Olson's forehead. One of Olson's favorite tricks is to place a kid on top of a milk crate, hands together, straight up over their head. The drum rolls, along with hundreds of mittens. The kid's looking nervous, and Olson, standing behind him, starts tossing hula hoops at him, kind of like human horseshoes. That's what attracts people like Joe Vinchek on a freezing cold day.
I find him very creative and hilarious, actually, quite funny.
Olson says he's got three goals for his show. He wants to expand it beyond Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto, where they play now. He wants people to have fun, and he wants people to think about reusing and recycling. Some people have said he should move on to bigger issues like climate change. Recycling is old news. But in Ottawa, where Olson lives, and in many other cities, they're running out of space for their garbage. That's why he argues everyday actions do matter.
Every little thing you do adds up. It's like when we first started Junkyard Symphony, we made our money on the street, you know, by somebody chucking in a quarter. And eventually, all those quarters added up to my tuition. So if everybody just did a little bit of thing, that'll add up to, having a cleaner environment.
Olson blows into a homemade didgeridoo and aims it at the nearest kid. It's the traditional Australian instrument, but this one is made from a long piece of PVC piping. Olson doesn't talk much during his show, and he definitely doesn't preach. He believes if you inspire positive feelings, if you get them to laugh, you're more likely to inspire people to take positive action as well. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.